Hey ho, what do you know? It's time for the Matt Dean Clark Show.
Hey gang, welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to the podcast that critics around the world are calling I'll Never Give It a Try. Okay. All right. It is Monday, March 24th. Sorry, March 4th. Well, you know, pretty close. I had a 4 in there. And speaking of another 4, 40 degrees is what it is right now. So there you go with that. Not too shabby. Not as good as it was yesterday, that's for sure. Sunday was... I mean, it got real early 70s, I think it was. But yeah, could use a little bit more of that. But I'm sure that hopefully that's coming. Let's do some entertainment news, ladies and gentlemen. We'll start with this that was reported over the weekend that is, and I celebrated, which I don't know how I totally feel about it. So I didn't fully celebrate it, but I watched the OG Naked Gun from the Files of Police Squad, which you haven't seen that TV show. If you haven't seen that TV show, you should, because that TV show is awesome and is what Naked Gun is based off of. But it was announced over the weekend that the Naked Gun is getting rebooted with Liam Neeson as the star. It's going to be directed by Akiva Schaffer from Lonely Island, so that's good. So there is some good comedy pedigree there, but, you know. It's not going to be written by any of the original members. It doesn't seem like, maybe. But as of right now, it looks like it's the team of Dan Greger and Doug Mand, who also wrote the Chippendale movie. So there you go. I haven't seen it, but apparently there are good reviews on that movie. So it could be good. Also in entertainment news, a good little reboot, another reboot, is Baywatch. So Baywatch is coming back, ladies and gentlemen, so that's good. And when I say good, I love the original show, no matter how cheesy it was. I thought it was perfect. And I like the movie, too, to be honest with you. The Rock in the Baywatch suit, why not? Yeah, so this is going to be helmed by Laura Olson, who originally did a spinoff of Private Practice, or a Grey's Anatomy spinoff, which is called Private Practice, and a 90210 reboot. But so there you go. So the logline for this new one is Daring Ocean Rescues, Pristine Beaches, and iconic red bathing suits are back, along with a whole new generation of Baywatch lifeguards who navigate complicated, messy personal lives in this action-packed reboot that demonstrates there's the family you're born into and the family you find. What a long log line for that. But there you go with that. So yeah, you know, maybe they'll have some cameos. I would hope so. From the movie, maybe from the movie, but definitely cameos probably from the OG show. Get Hasselhoff back in there. But there you go. I was always a fan of Baywatch, Baywatch Nights, Baywatch Hawaii, anything that had Baywatch in there. I'll watch the Baywatch Pluto channel too. That's how... much of a Baywatch connoisseur I am. But yeah, maybe they'll bring Pam Anderson into the fold and into the mix too. That'd be sweet. There you go. I always like to bring up stories that I can humble brag about. And I worked on two seasons of Dancing with the Stars with her. And is truly one of the nicest people I've ever met in the biz. So there you go with that. Ladies and gentlemen, that's your entertainment news of the week. Thank you for checking out the weekly review. All right, everybody, welcome back to Tuesday. This is Tuesday, March 5th, 8:36 p.m. It is 38 degrees, and yeah, there you go. Warmer today, though, like mid-50s. I was walking around. Nice, beautiful, sunny day. I think I got a sunburn. Doesn't take much, though, for me. If someone just talks about the sun, I usually get burnt. But, you know, That's what happens when you're a pale blondie like me. But anyways, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, it is Tuesday, and I hope your week's going well so far. Let's get right into it with some TV news. So on Sunday night, they had the premiere of the new Kate Winslet HBO Max TV show, The Regime. And it's an American political satire miniseries from HBO. It's got Kate Winslet, Martha Plimpton, Hugh Grant, who hasn't made his appearance yet, and Stephen Frears is a writer and director on it, who's made a bunch of good stuff. So The Regime premiered on March 3rd, and all six episodes will debut in the UK exclusively on Sky Atlantic and now in April. So there you go with that. What did I think of the first episode? It's interesting. It's weird. It's super quirky. I do kind of feel like the character that she's playing, that Kate Winslet is playing, is kind of, right now it seems a little too much Veep-ish, like trying to make her too quirky. So I don't know. We'll see. I think it does have a lot of potential, and it's certainly going to be building towards something weird and crazy, I think. But I'll give the first episode a not good. Good or not good. That's what we rate things here on the program. If you're new to it, welcome to it. But yes, I'll give The Regime not good. But in Kate Winslet news, I wanted to point this out. It's been 3 years since Mare of Easttown debuted on HBO, and that show I loved. That I gave a good, I believe. Can't remember. Don't call me on it. But I do remember enjoying overall the whole show, and I think I really liked it. And I've been wondering, as a lot of people have, about season two. And so apparently she was asked recently about the possibility of season two. And she said, quote, "At the moment, hand on heart, I've not had an active conversation with anyone at HBO about a possible season two for quite a while." She then added that that doesn't necessarily mean anything, but it does definitely mean I'm not lying. It just hasn't come up. So there you go. That is a bummer, because at first when I saw this article, I was like, oh, news. But sometimes these articles, they trick you, where it's like the news is that there's no news. It's like, great. I want my click back. Is that okay? But let's see. Going from there, let's see. What else have I been watching, too? Oh, you know, I started dipping back into the Larry Sanders Show with Gary Shandling, and I've been catching up. I have, you know, I don't know if I've watched all of them through and through, and I think I've seen a bunch throughout my life and growing up, and I loved it. It's a show about the making of a late night talk show. If you haven't seen it, it's so good. Gary Shandling plays Larry Sanders, and then you have Jeffrey Tambor as his kind of his McMahon, Ed McMahon, who was the sidekick of Johnny Carson, and then Rip Torn is the executive producer of the show within a show. It's really hilarious. And, you know, some of the stuff's a little dated, of course, but that's going to happen. It was made in the 90s. But, yeah, really, really good stuff. And I'm enjoying kind of rewatching some of it and watching some of that stuff for the first time. And season two is really good. I'm almost done with it. And at this point, Jeremy Piven has left. He is plays one of the writers on the show, and he gets fired. Spoiler alert, in season two. So that's where I am with that. But I'll give that a good. X-Men animated series, I'm rewatching that before the new reboot of that comes out. And that I'm still giving a good as well. It's Always Sunny, so I finally, you know, Brett and Clark on the show have always talked about that show. And I've watched a few here and there, but I was like, okay, I'm going to do a deep dive and get into it. And I got to tell you, I like season one. And then season two, I was kind of like, just meh. Not a huge fan, like blown away from it or by it, but it was season three now. I'm like, okay, there's some solid episodes in there. Yeah, you're like, wow, how did they even get away with this then? Let alone, I wonder what people watching this now think, you know, through the vision of now. But yeah, so there you go with that. So working through those. Other entertainment news. So DC Studios, it looks like the first release will be Creature Commandos. Maybe the first TV creature release or maybe just the, it says here, just the first release from DC Studios will be Creature Commandos, which is an animated series featuring an ensemble of characters rooted in horror from James Gunn, the co-head of DC Studios. So Alan Tudyk is in it. He is voicing Dr. Phosphorus, and he says it is so good. It's what James does very well. So that's pretty cool to hear. And he says, what he means by that, when he says that's what he does really well, is that he brings people together like Guardians of the Galaxy, where you're like, how do a raccoon and a what the hell, who are these people? And then they're just the best group. So yeah, I'm looking forward to you seeing that. So there you go. And the ensemble of Creature Commandos is, the characters are Eric Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein, Rick Flagg Sr., Dr. Nina Mazursky, Dr. Phosphorus, G.I. Robot, and Weasel. So there you go. That kicks off with Creature Commandos, which is yet to have a release date, and Superman Legacy will enter theaters July 11th, 2025. All right, it is Wednesday, March 6th. It is 5:10 in the p.m., and it is currently 50 degrees out there. So if you are in Minnesota, it is, all I can say is get outside and enjoy that, because it is so nice. And I'm sure it'll probably turn, and we'll get some more winter coming, actual winter, I would assume, but maybe not. Some people are saying, no, spring's pretty much going to be in full effect, but I don't know. I still feel like there's going to be some big snowfall or something crazy that's going to happen. Usually just always happens. I don't know. But who am I? Who am I? But let's go into today. We will do some random news. So some random news for the week. We've got some great news stories for the main show. Definitely check that out. But I saved these ones especially for the weekly review. One that was in Washington, where police said that a beaver seen blocking traffic on two occasions has been taken into protective custody. But a second buck-toothed suspect remains on the loose. The Bellingham Police Department said officers responded to a report of two beavers blocking traffic. I saw a photo of one of these guys, and yeah, they look huge. I feel like they would do so much damage to a car. Now I feel good about hitting a raccoon with my car. I want to hit all the raccoons now. No, that's not true. That still sucked. It was the worst. One of the animals fled the scene while its larger cohort remained behind in the road. Yeah, so that was crazy. It said that the beaver was taken into protective custody and transported to a fish and wildlife facility for examination. It's currently being questioned for a double homicide. No. I love how this article is trying to be so cute. Like, why all the protective custody talk and all that? Nerds. Hopefully it will get the help it needs and give up living dangerously on the streets of Bellingham, the police said. We can only hope. Now we go to Idaho and Guinness World Records here on the show. Love to cover Guinness World Records. We have a really interesting one on the main show coming up too, so check that out. But this one, an Idaho man on a mission to become the top Guinness World Record breaker in the world, recaptured one of his old titles using two balloons in his head. So David Rush, who we've reported on a lot in the past, he's broken a ton of records, 250 to be exact, and he currently holds 162. So he's broken a bunch, but he currently holds 162. He first took the title for the longest duration of keeping two balloons in the air with his head in 2018. So he kept these two balloons from falling onto the ground. That would disqualify him. That would disqualify him if it hit the ground or if the balloons hit each other. And he had to do it for 3 minutes and 12 seconds. That's what he did in 2018. He also holds the current record for least amount of friends. That's not true. I would totally hang out with this guy. I mean, he'd have the best stories. He would always talk about these great records that he's been breaking. Rush's record was taken in 2019 by a balloon head bopper who achieved a time of 6 minutes and 34 seconds. That bopper has been missing for 3 years. Rush says that's just a coincidence. No, not true. I don't want to implicate this guy in a missing persons case. The world record game can be dicey, though. You know what I mean? So just we have to think about that. But this world record, he says, requires skill, coordination, and concentration. The balloons have to be hit alternately, and if one of them pops up and hits the other, that's game over. Rush said it took him 2 weeks of practice to get back to the point where he could keep the balloons in the air for even a single minute. He was finally able to retake the record with a time of 13 minutes and 58 seconds. Rush's goal for 2024 is to stop wasting time and energy on world records. No, not really. His goal for 2024 is to become the holder of the most concurrent Guinness World Record titles. The distinction belongs to an Italian record breaker, Silvio Saba, who holds 182 titles as of this moment. So there you go. Stay tuned. There's a competition of brewing. It is Thursday, March 7th. It is 8:14 in the p.m. post-meridian. It is 33 degrees out, nice and cool this evening. And let's get right into it. We got Brett. We got Clark.
Hello.
Gentlemen, hi. How are you?
Good.
Good. Yeah. Brett, you...
How are you doing?
I'm not too bad. Thank you for asking. Thank you for asking.
Clark usually never asks.
Well, yeah, usually I ask and then it's what? Just that. That's
I
it.
Ask?
Yeah, Clark does. There's only one person that doesn't, I guess, on the show. Doesn't ask.
We won't tell who that is.
Yeah. No, that's not true at all. You
that's
do
not
ask.
Clark.
Brett, you ask.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think we all ask equally. All right. That's the show for the week. Thanks for checking it out. No. But Brett, you got into some, you went to a little restaurant last night. Was it a restaurant, yeah. Bar? What was it?
Yeah, a little bar restaurant.
Let's talk about it. What? Yeah. Where was it? Can you... Do you feel okay with promoting it?
I think it's my new favorite secret spot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's hear the name of it, your secret spot.
It's called Mavericks.
Okay. Based off the hit blockbuster sequel to Top Gun?
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. There's a straight up movie called Maverick.
Is there?
Based on the show. Yeah. Mel Gibson. It's based on the James Garner show.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. They used to run that all the time on HBO.
I love that movie.
It was a good movie.
Like, it's just a good movie to just throw on if it's on and just sit down and watch for a little bit.
Yeah. So, Mavericks, what do you think? What
Mavericks, it was great. Had a good beer list.
What kind of restaurant? Is it American? Is it...
Yeah.
Okay.
Food place, American food. They had really good wings. They have... I had a Reuben last night. That was a great sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Reuben, yeah.
They have a good burger there, apparently. I didn't try that, but okay. Yeah.
I'm a sucker for a good burger. We'll have to try that
out. We had poutine and pulled pork sliders.
Yeah, nice. North Carolina-style pulled pork sliders. Is that what they were?
Yeah, well, yeah, it was like pulled pork, mini pulled pork sandwich with like coleslaw on it.
Is North Carolina known for their pulled pork sliders?
I don't know. Like Carolina is known for like barbecue. Okay. Yeah. Is it north or south? I always thought it was south, but what do I know? I haven't been to either of those states. So.
Right. Well, there you go with that. Check that out. That's some restaurant talk, a little restaurant watch for you. Also, let's move to normally when people think of, you know, men, manly men, they think of Not Good. They think of this show, this program.
Us three.
Yep. They think of myself. They think of Brett. They think of Clark. The idea of the perfect kind of man, the epitome of what man is. But apparently half of men feel pressure to be manly, according to a new research.
What does that even mean, though?
Well, so this is what it means. They did a survey of 2,000 men. Half, they found that 50% feel under pressure to perform and appear masculine.
Huh.
Now, what do you guys think about that? For me, I don't have that at all. Look at me. I don't.
Yeah, it shows.
Yeah. It shows. Yeah. I'm walking around with comic books in my hands. I'm not totally consumed.
You like trip and stumble.
Trip and cry. And you don't even, cry for an hour and then read more comics.
Yeah.
There's plenty of like meatheads that are nerdy, though.
That's true. Yeah. Yep. I think it's
so mainstream now.
It's very mainstream. Well, isn't that the old adage of like someone, like a model would just throw on some glasses and say, I'm a nerd. And it's like, right, no, you're a model wearing glasses. You're not.
Yeah.
A total nerd. Yeah.
I've seen a lot of those models.
Yeah. Have you?
In videos. Yeah.
What video?
I forget their names.
Oh, you forget their names. Okay. So there you go with that. And then for nearly half, they said this pressure comes from expectations, like knowing how to be handy around the house. Yeah, I don't know that. I know none of that. If you... Yeah.
Well, you figure it out. You watch a YouTube video.
That's
like
true.
You got to fix like a leaky pipe or something.
Right. Yeah, that's easier to do now. You're right. I pretty much am always online trying to figure out any kind of problem. But yeah, if like the water heater or water, you know, boiler, see, I don't even know what the difference is.
Light the pilot light or something.
Yeah. Oh, that I can do. Actually, I had to do that in my apartment in California. Oh,
did you just use like one of those like long nose lighters?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Not like old school where you have like the super long match?
No. If I didn't do that. But yeah, Philippe, our maintenance guy, had to show me how to do that the first time.
Nice. Yeah.
Because it got down to like 40 degrees and it was like freezing in that, which is
that's
nothing.
Not quite freezing.
It's nothing for, well, yeah. You're right, 33 degrees. Is that what it is?
I think it's 32. Yeah.
Oh, well, apologies.
Wow. Under 32. Wow.
And then others are forced to act a certain way in front of others or have a specific body type. Do you guys fall under any of these? Mm. Do you think about this on a daily basis, on a minutely, hourly basis?
I would love to be like ripped.
Yeah.
But I don't have like the willpower. Like,
but you also don't say like, oh, because I'm not ripped, that makes me not a man.
No.
No. Yeah.
Because I don't really know what this means. It's so ambiguous.
Right. I mean, I don't think it's ambiguous. They're saying that just a bunch of guys feel like they have to be.
What makes you manly, though?
I think, like, it says a lot of stereotypes. Being a man means that there are some topics that are off limits to talk about with some people. So a stigma of, like, showing emotional sensitivity.
Well, yeah, that's, like, the stereotype is, like, do you cry?
Right. Mm. We talk about crying a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We cry a lot.
Yeah. This show will end in tears. You keep listening.
Of joy.
Have tears of joy.
That it's over.
Right. But yes, there you go. And then consequently, too, they say 54% believe that their friendships with other men lack depth. Huh. I don't agree with that at all. All right, let's talk comic books. See what I did there? Okay.
Yeah, did you read? Yeah. I haven't read it yet. They did a sequel to The Last Ronin, the Ninja Turtle.
Oh, no. Comic book. I didn't hear about that. Going from there, we love to talk and cover Guinness World Records on the show. We're big fans of that. And we do have a Guinness World Record for the actual main show, but we have a little tease right now for you for the pre-show. So we have one.
Are either of these in Idaho?
No, this is not.
Australia?
Oh, yeah, one is in Idaho, the main show.
They need something more to do in those places.
This one is a Wisconsin man who holds Guinness World Record for the most McDonald's Big Macs eaten in a lifetime.
Oh, my God.
And he extended his record by eating more than 700 of the burgers.
Wow.
And how many, like, days or...
It says
hopefully
this guy,
days.
This guy is 70 years old. He ate 728 Big Macs over the course of 2023. So the whole year. He had the whole year. Bringing his lifetime total to 34,000. Oh, he's just doing lifetime totals. That's what this is.
The restaurant that we went to, Mavericks, has a Big Mac. They call it the Royale with cheese, though.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
So it's awesome. Like a nod to Pulp Fiction.
I like that. So yes, this guy has eaten... in his lifetime, 34,128 Big Macs. When asked,
there's no way this guy doesn't have high blood pressure or high cholesterol.
That's crazy. When asked for comment, his arteries said,
his cardiologist is like, do it!
Yeah. This guy, Gorski, who has saved the receipt and package from every Big Mac he's eaten, first tried McDonald's.
The package?
I guess. Listen, he's a collector.
Oh.
Yeah. Listen, there's a lot of nostalgia involved there. That means a lot to him. He first tried the burger on May 17th, 1972. He said, in that moment, I said to myself, I'm going to probably eat these for the rest of my life. I threw the cartons in the back seat and I started counting them from day.
He left them there.
Wow.
That's where he keeps them.
He also, in a ditch. He also added, I knew at that moment that I would never find a partner.
Right. Did you ever get a Big Mac as a kid? I remember not specifically the time, but just like finally felt like I'm old enough. I'm getting a Big Mac rather than a Happy Meal.
I don't think I've ever had one.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Brett.
Wow. We need to get one.
Yeah.
Maybe tonight.
Yeah.
And
after slap.
And now, if you get it though, it's so small. It's like, I don't know.
Shrinkflation.
Well,
they got,
yeah,
they got smaller.
No, I just mean like when you got as a kid when you were super small, you're like, this is an actual Big Mac. And yeah. Now you get it. It's just a normal, it's just a normal burger that's right. Just got a piece of bread in between the patties.
Gorski said that he hasn't suffered any ill health effects from his unusual diet, and he maintains that his physique rather, because he does actually, he looks like a thin kind of buff guy. And he,
this doesn't necessarily mean he's healthy though.
Well, right on the inside,
his heart health.
Yeah, all of his blood's just like solid, one solid.
Yeah, his blood is literally Thousand Island dressing.
He said that he maintains his physique by abstaining from French fries. So smart. That's the key. That's how you stay healthy. Just don't eat the French fries. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's good for the pre-show. Should we kick it off?
Get a little sight of you.
Hey everybody, it is Friday, March 8th. Happy Friday, you made it to the end of the week. You did it. We all did it. And it is 36 degrees out. Gonna warm up a little bit later though, so that's good. So Friday, I was thinking, what topic should we do? And then I was like, why don't we do the leftovers that I didn't get to on the main show? So we'll do that right now. So just some of the stories that didn't have time for. So we'll start with TV. I didn't talk about Curb Your Enthusiasm. I've been loving it this season. It's been really great. But my favorite part has been that they have so much Richard Lewis in it. I don't know if this is his final, if that was his actual final performances on TV, or if he's got like a movie coming out or anything like that. But I was very impressed because he still had towards the end of his life and career has this great charisma, and you just fall in love with him every moment that he's on screen. So I've been really loving that, and I'm hopefully he's in more episodes coming up here. I don't know how many he shot for the show, but the ones that I've seen so far too, I believe, have just been so great. Shogun as well. I'm up to date. The three episodes that have been released, loving that show. Really good. Second one was super, I'll be honest, was kind of a low point for the show and very much just kind of boring. But am I selling the show? But I did like, the third one's a lot more intense and a lot more stuff going on. So it, stick with it, because I think it's, good things come to those who wait in that situation. But yeah, really good show. I'm liking it so far, three episodes in. Entertainment news. Didn't get to Tim Allen's going to be coming back to sitcoms, the sitcom life. And he'll be leading a pilot for ABC's Shifting Gears is what it's called. It's created by former Simpsons veterans Mike Scully and Julie Thacker Scully. And the show focuses on a stubborn widower who owns a classic car restoration shop. So very much, very similar in the vein of his other shows. But listen, I've always been a Tim Allen fan. I haven't been shy about it. And so I'm going to be on board definitely to watch whatever he puts out. Even the Santa Claus. I like the Santa Claus. What can I say? Tim Allen fan. I'm rewatching A Home Improvement as well. That's how much of a Tim Allen nerd I am. And then movies, story didn't get to is a movie that I saw this past week for the first time. I'm trying to watch a lot of the old school Universal Monster movies. And Revenge of the Creature, also known as Revenge of the Creature from the Black Lagoon, is something that I saw this week, and that was so good. I loved it. Really good. The creature costume's different, and I guess it was, so that the actual performer can breathe a little better and see. I guess he couldn't see at all in the other costume. So that was really cool. Good movie. I think it holds up. It feels like and looks like it's shot a little better. But yeah, loved that. And I'll even say it's better than the original. And I love the original too. But anyways, that's the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's the weekly review. Thanks for checking it out. Thank you, Nalo. Thank you, Unis, for great music. Check out the main show that came out earlier this morning. Check that out and drop us a line at notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com. notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com. We'll see you guys in a week. I love you.